Hi guys, welcome to our podcast. We'll get back to that later. I'm your host, Mariah.
And I'm your co-host, Shayla.
And today's topic is about holiday shopping.
Yes, holiday shopping. Woo, my favorite time of the year.
My favorite time of the year.
I love Christmas shopping and just thinking about all the good things that there is and ideas that you want to share with someone that you really care about, and you're gonna wrap up some gifts for them, and everything. It's coming from the heart. Like, and just hearing the Christmas music and everything. I really like it.
I find holiday shopping not necessarily stressful, but like, I don't have this like joy for it.
So you just go shopping like any other day and you're just like, oh, okay, whatever.
No, I feel like I hate how crowded the stores are. I hate the nonstop Christmas music. I hate how oftentimes people are really, like, so rude during this time. Like, you think, like, it's, like, oh, holiday spirit and all this stuff. But, like, I feel like people are actually a lot ruder during this time of the year. Yeah. No, I don't. But continue.
Please. There's maybe moments that I feel and experience that, too. But I don't hate the holiday. Like, I'm just like, all right. This is supposed to be the jolliest time and happiest time, even though every day you should be happy and giving thanks and all that. But the simple fact that it just, I feel like it's supposed to bring everyone together and caring and all that. You can talk to anyone throughout the year and everything, but it's more like we finally get a break. We finally get to spend time with one another. It's been a long time. Or just being able to forget about everything else or it happened that day or in those few months that it's just like, this is the time to cherish. This is the time that I'm going to have, you know, building memories and remembering a lot of different things and just being able to have that quality time with your loved ones.
Okay.
Different side, a different perspective of what's going on.
Yeah, no, very different. Like, honestly, even I just said the other day, I'm like, I can't wait for Christmas to be over. Maybe I'm just not in a Christmas, like, spirit. And Grinch. It's not, like, I like giving, like, I'm very much a giver. Like, I think I'm a giver because I wasn't a person that, like, was given so much, you know? But I hate how, like, the meaning of Christmas is pretty much non-existent. I hate how it is so much about gifts. It's so much about, like, we're going to this party or we're going to this event or we're doing this or we're doing that instead of like really just like time, like for yourself, like time to like reflect, like time to like actually enjoy what's going on. I feel like it's very much go, 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 go. And I think that's why I don't like Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's actually like one of my least favorite holidays.
It's one of my best favorite in one holiday. I was born a cold fall winter baby, whatever you want to say, but I do not like the cold. But looking at the beautiful snow and weather from indoors, being warm is, like, amazing.
You said being warm. See, that's so funny because I love, like,
it's beautiful.
I love the cold weather. I love the snow. I mean, I've been skiing since I was a kid, so, like, I love skiing. I love, like, I truly enjoy winter. I love driving in the snow. Like, I love everything about winter, but I dislike this holiday season. Mm. I don't know either.
I mean, you're always going to find stores crowded. Doesn't matter what type of holiday it is, you know, it's just an event that's supposed to happen during that year. The stores are going to be crowded, so it doesn't really matter. Get used to it. It's not going to, you know, whatever. Maybe a little obnoxious and annoying because the weather outside could be really bad, and then people are in a rush because they've been waiting or, you know, because of the weather, and then people can get a little angry and, you know, not having any patience and trying to rush to get something when they know it's like only two left in the store and they gotta hurry up, you know? Yeah. So it can be a high stressful, anxiety, big time type of time. And again, you just gotta like embrace it and just be like, this is what it is.
That's so funny.
You should have got up earlier, or you should have had someone help you adapt to get to where you need to go.
That's been me, where I feel like I've avoid, like on the weekends, I avoid the store. Like, I'm like, we're going to go to the store like during the week when it's less busier.
Yeah.
And I'm avoiding the store. It's funny though. I think I used to enjoy Christmas.
just like got this quick tiredness on me. Jeez.
I feel like I used to enjoy Christmas more when I was younger, but I used to enjoy the whole, like, I don't know, getting together and like last minute, like wrapping gifts, like last minute, like I'm a very last minute person.
That's all the time. Yeah. And like last 4 years, I'm like, it needs to change.
Yeah. And I remember times like staying up like super late, wrapping gifts and stuff like that. Like though, I feel like those are moments that I do enjoy. So I guess, yeah, there are some things about the holidays.
You
that
just being
I
a Grinch a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just being a Grinch.
Sprinkle of green.
But there are some things about the holidays I enjoy. I also think too, so this year, you did it too with me, where our church had like these giving bags or whatever. And it was the first time like I think it was the first time you've ever done it too, right? The first time. And like to be able to give to other families and like buy them things, like for me it was so dope, like especially it being like my first experience and being like, wow, I'm really like blessed, like I'm really in a position to like help another family, especially like I came from a family who like got food from the church. I got clothes, like secondhand clothes, which I grew up poor and didn't even realize I was poor, which is, we'll get back to that later, like it's so crazy to me. But that I think, at least for this year, was single-handedly, like, one of the dopest experiences to, like, know, like, you bless this family. And them being, like, so thankful for you giving them this stuff and, like, thinking about them. And it was so dope.
It really was, but I don't want to, like, be praised or anything of me doing that, because it wasn't me trying to receive some type of big grace and like gratitude. It was just me like, okay, having the opportunity and being able to help another family, another person, individual, you know, whatever it may be, but still being very private and humble about it. So, but it was a nice experience.
It was dope. I don't mind talking about it because I feel like it was dope. You'll never know what I got them, but it was dope. Like, it was dope. Like, the messages, I feel like the messages back and forth with the mom and stuff like that was very, like I said, and it being, like, a first-time thing. Like, I don't know. It was just a very, like, humbling and beautiful experience. Like, I thought it was dope. I think more people should give, you know.
Be very giving and not act like a Grinch and be patient, and then spreading like awareness and love too, like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, you in a rush or whatever, and that kind of changes another person's perspective, and then they might be another helper. It's a domino effect. So yeah, when you pass it along, tag your it, you need to pass it along to somebody else, and then you notice that a lot of people are like grateful, and the gratitude is just, it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
Why is giving a gift this time of the year more important than any other time of the year to y'all?
I don't think it's more important.
Yeah, me either. I feel like it's throughout the year. It doesn't matter. You see someone in need or whatever, or just being gracious. Like people say that they could be in a fast food drive-thru. And they're like, oh, I'm paying for the other two people behind me or something. I don't know if they do two, but they'll do one. But some effect that they don't know that person. And they don't have to know that person. They were just giving thanks. It was their duty to do something, you know. And maybe once that person pull up, they'd be like, oh, I got paid for. Oh, but I still want this and this and this. And start asking them so they could, you know, buy their own thing.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. I kind of think about that sometimes. But, you know, if I'm thinking that, it has to happen before. But, yes. It's just, I can't really explain it. Like, if you have ever felt that or know the feeling and love it, because it can be an amazing feeling, or it can just be like, I feel like I just had a duty to serve and that's what I did. And,
yeah.
You know, again, you're not trying to grab any grace or anything. You're just like trying to humble yourself and it's like, you know, I did something, or that was my duty for the day or for the week or whatever the case may be. It's just something very different.
Yeah, I agree. I also feel like too, like with the whole gift giving, a lot of times people at this time of year give gifts like just to say that they got somebody a gift. And it's not, and I think maybe that's why too, like, I'm not so big on receiving gifts. Like, I put thought into a gift that I'm going to get someone, like, a lot of thought. Yes. Like, whether it's a surprise, whether it's something that, like, I know that they're going to like, that they've been, like, expressing for so long that they're going to like, or I just, like, know in general, like, oh my God, this person's going to love it. Like, there's a lot of thought that comes into it. It's not, like, what I like for them, or, like, oh, I like this, so I'm going to get it for them. No, it's, like, about them.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of times people get gifts of what it is that they like. And then people, when you say, like, oh, I don't really like this, because I'm very much, like, if I don't like it, I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, I fucking hate that. Why did you get me that? It's like, oh, this is so cute, but like, I'm not really into this. Like, I'm not really gonna wear this. Yeah. Or I'm like, I've had people gift me silver jewelry and I've never worn silver a day in my life. Like, you see me and you see that I wear gold and the only thing I wear is gold, but I've still received silver jewelry. Like, make it make sense. And then it's like, hey, like, I'm so
sorry. Can always change it up.
No, but that, but no, but see, if you are a person where, like, you see that I wear gold and I wear silver sometimes, that makes sense. Like, oh, she changes it up. But if you see, like, all this person wears is gold, why would you get them, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, you, yeah, like.
Well, maybe you don't have no silver jewelry, so I'm starting you off.
No.
Here's your silver item.
But see, that's more of you thinking about yourself, and that's not you thinking about, like, that other person. And that's where, like, again, I feel like that's the part of Christmas that I don't like. And then at times when you say to someone, even in the kindest way, like, this was so thoughtful, like, thank you so much, but, like, I don't really like this. Because once again, I don't want you to waste your money. I don't want you to waste my money. Like, if I got you something and you don't want to want it.
Maybe they didn't waste their money.
So what, did you give me a secondhand gift?
It could be. Or it could be something that was given to them and they had no use for it and they wanted to re-gift it.
Yeah, but still, see, I think that that's, I feel like, okay, if you want to re-gift something and I don't like it, I should let you know, like, hey, I don't like this. I don't, like, it's not my fault that you gave me a secondhand gift that you didn't want because you couldn't speak up for yourself. Like, I don't know. Like, I personally, I dislike that so much about Christmas. And I don't think, like, you're being, like, ungrateful. Yeah, like, I don't think you're being ungrateful just because you don't like this. Like, honestly, like, I want to get you something that you like. Like, yeah. I want
you to be honest and tell me, like, yeah, no. Or
exactly.
Here's a receipt. Or, you know what? What would you have rather have gotten?
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. I'll take this back and I'll get that for you.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. And even, like, I know, too, like, sometimes it's, like, we're older, so, like, the things we want are more expensive. And it's like, hey, I couldn't buy you this, but I'm going to give you this, like, to go towards that or something. Yeah. Like, just something that's actually very thoughtful and less of, like, this is what I want. I also dislike when it's like, hey, so what do you want for Christmas? No, like, can you put some thought into it and, like, think about what I may want for Christmas? Like, I don't even want to know what you're going to get me. Like, think about it. Like, surprise me. Like, I don't like how it's so, like, expected of, like, you're going to do this or you're going to get this. Like, I don't know. I don't like that about the holiday season and, like, the holiday shopping and stuff like that.
There's mixed feelings about the holiday season. Like,
there is.
It's bound to happen.
That's true. I feel like one of my favorite things about the holiday season, which this isn't shopping, is cooking. Like, I love cooking. I love baking. Like, I love baking. I like, and it's so funny because there's people who often are like, but if you cook, you don't bake. Nah.
She gives it all for both.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, for both, I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
She gives it all for both.
Like, I
enjoy cooking. I don't love cooking, but I enjoy it. And when I actually put a lot of thought and love to it, it just is like this warm feeling that everybody loved, like, oh, Shayla loved me. Yeah. Like, this is good. This came out right. You know, it's that warm love. Like, yeah. Nothing like mama's or grandmama's cooking. It's that warm love. Like, they give their all to it. You know?
That's true. That's true. But, yeah, for me, that's, like, my favorite thing about the holiday season.
Yeah.
What about you?
I enjoy the music, like, the joyous, the kids running around being all happy. And then just thinking about, like, my childhood memories when I was a kid running around and stuff. And it's just beautiful. It's nice. It just puts a nice, warm feeling in my heart. And it's, like, spread the love, spread the joy. Just smile and be like, you know, don't stress yourself out. Don't work too hard today. Even if your shift started like 5 minutes ago, because anything can happen, anything can change, you know? And you just start hustling and bustling, you know? And then it could just be like a chill, relax, just, today was a great day. Like, I accomplished this, I accomplished that, I made someone happy. I got them, like, their last order and the last size. Wait until last minute shopping, me. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just a really good feeling. I just like it.
It is. I think, too, though, for the holidays, you need, like, you have Christmas Eve, and, like, you know, if you're Spanish, like, we celebrate Christmas Eve, then you celebrate Christmas Day, and then the usually...
the biggest day is January.
Three Kings Day.
Yes.
Yeah, which, it's so crazy, because a lot of people don't celebrate Three Kings Day, but yes, that is the day. That is the day. But you, right after Christmas, you're going back to work. Like, you're literally, like, you need, like, 2 days to recuperate. You, like,
mandatory. Yes. Getting paid still. Yes.
Yes. Like, you need a paid, like, 2 days after Christmas. Because it's, like, when Christmas falls, like, on a Friday or a Saturday, it's great because you have another day to, like, you know, rest and recuperate. Mm-hmm. But when Christmas falls during the week, and then you have
to go back to work the next day. Yes.
Like,
you're like,
yes.
I didn't enjoy nothing.
Yes, that's how I feel too. That's another reason why I'm just like, it's so dope that it's Christmas. But then Christmas is over and it's like back to work. And that sucks. Like,
you didn't even get a chance to organize your gifts or do anything with them or like help whatever's around the house. It's just sitting there until you have another day to yourself.
Yes.
Gonna stay right there. Stay put.
Yes, like that sucks.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But guys, we hope you have an awesome Christmas holiday, whatever it is that you may celebrate.
Stay safe and blessed.
Yes, yes. And like, follow, and subscribe. We'll go back to that later.
All right, bye.